This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
It being the holiday season, a lot of us are considering what sort of charitable donations we want to make, because the Christmas season is, after all, the season of giving. To talk a bit about our nation's culture of giving and also what we should look for when deciding to whom we want to donate, we're going to turn to Joe Geiger.
Thank you, Lum, and good to be here.
It's interesting that here in America, we do have this culture of giving. We have nonprofit organizations. We have volunteerism. That has not often been the case in world history. Certainly isn't the case everywhere now. How do we come about this?
It's interesting. First, let me point out that there's no greater joy in life than giving. It's wired into us as human beings. Community, contribution, and helping others are in our DNA. I would suggest look at some organizations that you might see on television frequently who are nonprofit organizations who count on giving to do their mission. An example, Samaritan's Purse and what they're doing in North Carolina. Nonprofit organizations basically started in this country in a unique way. When we came over, we were trying to get away from the overreaching government. We were trying to get out of England, taxes without representation. You may remember the drill going through your high school history classes. But in our country, we don't wait for the government to step in and fix all the problems. Now, it's actually evolved in that direction, and it's created quite a challenge and a conundrum for the government, because that's not what they're built for. That's not why we have government, to give to charitable organizations and so forth. In the early days, when there was a challenge in the community, people assembled and they looked at the challenge and they all pitched in and attacked that challenge in a robust way to make good community. So we're different than other parts of the world. I don't think we're different in the human nature that we like to give, but certainly we've created an economy and a culture where that's important.
And this, as I mentioned, was not always the case back at the founding and in the early years of our republic. Joe, other nations around the world were looking at us and trying to figure out what was it that we were doing, what made us so special.
Back in the early 1800s, a journeyman from France came to the United States. He came originally to look at this great experiment, what made America different than the countries in Europe. And what he discovered was that dynamic that I just talked about, where we don't look for government to fix everything. Alexis Tocqueville, when he came here, he originally wanted to look at prisons. But as he looked at prisons throughout the country, he couldn't help but notice all the charitable work that was being done in the community. So he wrote about that and basically said, this is something else. We don't have a king here. We don't have royalty. We don't have the government jumping in. So it became an American dynamic that we've built out over the last couple hundred years.
I would say a recent example of this, and you can talk about it a bit here, Joe, the terrible tragedy that occurred in North Carolina in particular, but parts of Georgia and Florida in the aftermath of the hurricane. There was a lot of controversy about FEMA, it being slow to respond, not getting things done. We also saw nonprofit organizations race in there and make a big difference. Can you tell us a bit about some of those organizations?
Yeah, when I look at the situation in North Carolina, I'm looking at a very un-American way to attack it, and that was government supposed to come in and fix everything. And they, according to the way we grew out, they should have, but they didn't. They failed miserably. We still have people living in homes in North Carolina with winter setting in, that they have no heat. They can't get out of where they live because the roads are washed away. Samaritan's Purse stepped up and in a very charity kind of way started to serve people immediately. They were bringing in fresh water. They were bringing in food. And that grows out actually here in the Harrisburg region. There's a gentleman that runs a farm who went to all of his neighbors and said, give me your coats, give me your tools, give me anything that you can spare. He loaded his truck up and drove to North Carolina to share with the people who were suffering through a recovery that just was unimaginable. That doesn't happen in other countries. It doesn't happen enough here. But that's a little bit of the dynamic that I'm talking about, that it's in our DNA to want to help.
No doubt. Americans don't sit around waiting for the government to come to their rescue. We take it upon ourselves. And as you've mentioned, there are some really spectacular nonprofit organizations that are doing heroic work, Samaritan's Purse and many others. Joe, at this time of year, when a lot of us are considering what charitable gifts we're going to give, how do we know if an organization is going to use all that money to pay high salaries or overhead, or if they're going to actually spend the money on helping people and accomplishing their mission?
We have to look at the indicators. There's data on just about all the nonprofits in the country, and they will be posted on a website called GuideStar. If they're a big enough charity to register at GuideStar, they're raising at least $25,000 a year, and they are submitting reports like their tax returns. Now, you might say, well, they don't pay taxes. Well, they do. The 990 is a tax report that goes from nonprofit organizations to the government. And I should specify, too, not all nonprofits are charities. So we're talking about charity here today. So when you look at that, there are, according to GuideStar, 82,393 organizations that are registered on this website. And that might seem unbelievable, but that's where it's at. So when you look at a charity, remember, we just got through an election cycle where you probably were just excited that you're not getting any more solicitations. And in fact, even with some of the bigger charities, there is a lot of solicitations. And the rule of thumb is if you don't ask, you don't get. Mm-hmm. So they do that. The better ones are very good at it. You're looking, I might have a couple $100 that I want to give away this year, but I don't know, is it going to wind up in a good place? And the first thing I would suggest is get to know that organization a little bit. Is it an organization that you feel really good about and there's nothing that they can do that's going to make you feel bad about them? If you get to that point, then 90% of the work is done. But you can go to GuideStar and get information. I ran a foundation just prior to my retirement. We gave away $10 million in a period of about 7-8 years. And what I would do when I was looking at each organization that I was going to give a grant to, I Googled the organization. Mm-hmm. And you can learn a lot by Googling an organization because you're going to find things that they're doing well. But if they're not doing well, you're going to find out, well, this organization is under investigation because the executive director had a pile of money stuffed in his closet and that kind of thing. So I'd say first, select your organization carefully. Is it someone that you really like and you don't care what they do with the money because they're that good? And gosh, when you look at the 82,000 plus nonprofits in this state, the range is such that there's not a single person that can imagine a thing I want to give to that doesn't exist. There are animal organizations, there's like service dogs, there's equine therapy, there are kids programs coming out of your ears. I mean, you can find a kids program just about every block in the country. There are medical charities. You have the breast cancer. You've got the St. Jude's Hospital. You can imagine in your own right, whatever's going on in your family, there's a nonprofit out there probably trying to raise money. So when you find the one that you really like, give to them and give to them without hesitation or with an attitude of not looking back.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.